Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad you all could be with us. Also, joining us online worldwide via our podcast, we're glad you all could join us as well. But for those out there who've ever had an idea or a dream of something they want to be able to build, to bring people into, I think this next segment is going to really inspire you. We're excited to welcome a husband and wife team to our broadcast today. We have Chris and Kate Thurman. They're the host of the show Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans. We're going to talk to both Chris and Kate, not only about what it's been like for them to work together to be able to build this show, but also what it's been like for them to be able to give entertainment for individuals, to be able to spread the word about people and what they're doing, but also to let other people know ways that they can be able to promote their businesses and brands as well. If you guys are just now finding out about Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans, we'll let you know how to stay connected with them and be able to connect with them when it comes to advertising as well. But Chris, Kate, thanks again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Cyrus. Thank you for having us.
Hey, glad to do it. We had another recent conversation, so we're glad to have you guys now on the radio side. For our radio audience, if the name sounds familiar, we were supposed to have the Thurmans on a few days ago, but we had some tech issues, but we got everything working now. So, Chris, I want to throw things first to you. This is something that, you know, you have been a part of now with Kate being able to host this show. What has it been like for you, Chris, to see the response to Graceful Gathering so far?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, it seems like the show is growing just like I'm growing, on you know, growing comfortable with being on, in front of the camera and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's great.
You know, Kate, it's interesting to hear Chris say that because when I was there in Atlanta, when you and I had a chance to meet for the first time in person, you talked to me about how this has been a journey for you getting comfortable being out front. So what has that been like for you, Kate, to not only be able to grow into this, but also to be able to host this with your husband?
It's a great feeling, like Chris said. Coming from, you know, I always say from a small town in Demopolis, Alabama, and being able to have a TV show that's on in 350 million homes. So growing and realizing, okay, you decided to do this, so you just got to go and step on out there in faith and do it. So it's like we're growing with the show.
Yeah. I love that. So, Kate, I want to stay with you for a second then. How did Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans, because both of you seem to be not, you know, jumping up and down saying, pick me, when it comes to doing something like this. So how did Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans come about?
So I originally started with a show with another colleague of mine, Anita Newsom. So we decided to do You Make a Difference. And Chris was all, he was all for that. He's like, okay, cool. And I was, I don't have to do it. Do whatever you want. I support you. Well, that's not what God had in store for us as a team. So into it, you know, at first I was like, I don't want to do this. You know, I was hiding behind Anita. I said, you can do all the interviews, and I would just be behind the scene as the producer with you. But that's not how it went. And I started talking with Chris, and, you know, I started to get this feeling in my spirit. So I called Lachelle one night, and it was like 2 in the morning. I said, well, how many shows can we have? She said, as many as you want. So I was like, okay. And then I thought, okay, we could do both shows. But no. So I said, well, Chris and I have been talking. He said it would be a good idea for us to come up with a show. And that's how we did that. But he didn't know a lot of things that I had planned. And so what happened was, that's how that happened.
I love that. Hey, Chris, I think that's kind of the story of most husbands' lives, right?
Yeah.
So Chris, let's talk about that then. So Kate tells you, you know, you're supportive of her. She, you know, she wants to do something else. You're supportive. But when she tells you, hey, I want to do this show and I want you to do it with me, what were your thoughts?
My first thought was, no, not happening. but seeing how, you know, she came along, and I know that she was just like me, and to see that she was able to do it, and her asking me to be there, and I wanted to support her, so it was like, all right, I'll step out there with you, baby.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. And I think that there's so much in this story of you all creating Graceful Gatherings, and I really want our audience to take this in, because there's a lot of people out there, y'all, as you know, husband and wives, or people who have had ideas for something, right, and they're like, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if this is the right thing to do. So, Kate, I want to ask you, what is it that made you believe that you could do it?
Initially, I don't God, because doing it, it's like I am not gonna do this. But I was like, I started pinching myself when I had one minute I'm hiding behind someone else on another show that I'm on, I'm producing, and to being in front of the camera, being now you wanted to say the one pushing someone else, my husband, to do what I was just fighting someone. He was like, he even told me, he said, now you were just fighting to hide behind Anita. Now you want me to come, and I got to fight and hide behind you. I said, no, we're going to do it side by side.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was God. God.
Chris, did you ever have any thoughts that it would not work, or it was something that you did not want to do?
Not really. I just knew I wasn't going to be comfortable at first.
Mm.
But, you know, through prayer and having my wife there with me, I was like, you know, it'll work out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that is the big thing, and it's a great thing for our audience to be able to keep in mind. So now you guys are here. You have this show. You've been having guests. Chris, I'll start with you with this. What is it like for you? And we talked about this on another interview, but tell our audience, what is it like for you now to look at the replay, look at these clips on social media, and to see you actually doing this thing that you didn't even have in your mind to do?
It almost looks like I belong there. Like, seeing myself, it's like, wow, I really pulled it off. Like, I look like I'm up there. That's me. And it feels great. Mm-hmm.
Chris, you know what? I don't know if you realize how powerful that is, what you just said. I mean, you just said a mouthful right there. You look like you belong there. And no, seriously, because I think so many times people, and we all know this, right? Unfortunately, there are people who will try to make us feel like we don't belong in certain rooms. We don't belong in certain places. So, Kate, how do you feel the same way? Do you feel like looking at yourself that you're exactly where you're supposed to be?
I do. I being able to, at first I was a little apprehensive about seeing myself on TV. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to look. But going up there, like Chris said, you feel like you belong there. Like, hey, this is where I'm supposed to be. Like, first seeing it on TV and, you know, calling everybody, look, we're on TV. Even though they knew they were there when we were recording and everything, but we're on TV, look. It makes you feel good because, like Chris said, hey, this is where we belong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is such a big thing. So, Kate, let our audience know, if they're just now hearing about Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans and they have no idea what it is, right, tell them what the premise of the show is and exactly what the show is.
So Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans is a show on Zonder TV Network, positive show. We decided to do Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans so we can have a platform where guests can come on and showcase their talents, that we can interview them and help their business and brand grow. We have this platform where, you know, you can be in 350 million homes, potentially 197 countries, and it just gives you a global reach. We're global, and we want you to be able to, you know, expand your brand, invest in yourself, and it's affordable. When I say it's affordable, and that's Zandra's mission for her network is to have affordable programming and being able to connect with someone that has similar values as you is really – it's really a good feeling. So anyone who wants to expand their brand for a reasonable price, Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans is the place to be. We're on Amazon Fire TV. We're on Apple TV. We're on Roku TV. You know, so I will, and it's on the TV network. I cannot leave that out. You guys can come and have this global reach, expand your business and brand for small business owners.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is such a big thing. And the reach is important because, you know, I think these days in the world that we live in, people want to be able to be seen and heard. Chris, how does that feel to know that you're able to provide a platform and a service that allows people to literally reach individuals around the world?
It feels great to help people be able to share their talents and their knowledge, you know, and get it out there across the world.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll be able to, people will be able to see what I see when and interviewing them, you know, the love they have for their art and their crafts and stuff. You know, it's a great feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is something for our audience to be able to keep in mind when they're thinking about their own goals and dreams. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, welcome. You're listening to Conversations Live here on your community station, WYED 94.1 FM and WYEDonline.com here in Mississippi, but also, of course, around the world via our podcast as well. Excited to welcome Chris Thurman and Kate Thurman. Together, they are Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans, the hosts of that show. I'm going to let you guys know how to be able to stay connected with them and how you can be able to book your own spot no matter where you live in the world. Book your own spot with them to be able to promote your own product, services, and talent as well. Chris, I want to go back to what you said because I'm really struck by that, and I really meant what I said, that was so powerful about belonging, because I think it also goes to how we see ourselves, right? And as I mentioned earlier, there are a lot of people who will try to tell us what we can't do. How does it feel, Chris, to be able to show people by example what is possible, what you can do if you're willing to do the work?
Well, a lot of times all it takes is just that first step, and it takes a prayer, you know, giving your trust to God and he'll place you where you're supposed to be, you know,
right.
and he'll place the right people beside you. The one, you know, you may have 100 people sitting there saying what you can't do, and it'll be just that one person that says, "Oh, you can do it. It's nothing. It's easy. This was made for you." And all it takes is that first step.
Mm-hmm. Such a great point. Kate, what about for you? How does it feel to let people know? You know, I tell people I'm just a country boy from Mississippi. I'm glad to still call Mississippi home. But it's great to be able to also show people what's possible. How does that feel for you as a small town girl to be able to show other people, no matter where they live, what's possible?
It feels great. Being able to come from a small town in Demopolis, and I never thought that I would be here producing my own show, being on a global network. I'm on TV, you know, growing up in a small town and thinking all you're going to do is move up the street into an apartment. No matter what kind of talent you have, but it's a big world out there if you just believe in yourself. So it feels pretty good to be able to be that one to offer that to people in those small towns, big cities. It doesn't matter, apartments, big homes. It doesn't matter where you're from. If you want to do it, you can do it. And so for me, it's an overwhelming feeling of happiness being able to do this. And being the one to be able to help people get their vision out there across the world.
Right. And I think, again, that is a big thing for our audience as well to be able to keep in mind, too. And Kate, we should let our audience know, for those who do not know, that you are not just the co-host of Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans with your husband. You also are a best-selling author. You're also a motivational speaker. Talk about that. What's it been like for you? You talk about being on this platform. What has it been like for you just to be able to, just by being yourself, what has that been like for you to be able to step into rooms and to be able to not only connect with others, but also to help other individuals change their lives?
Oh, in less than a year, I have become an international best-selling author, right? And meeting the people that I've met along this journey, those people really motivated me, and being able to walk in these rooms. And sometimes I walk in a room, they're like, "Oh, you Kate Thurman." And I'm sitting there like, "Well, yeah, I'm just Kate Thurman, you know." "Yeah, okay, Thurman, okay. Hey, how are you?" Just not realizing that people notice me from the work that I've done. I've touched some people from in this year, the work that I've done, you know, and when I go around people, they're like, oh, wow, I met someone, and the lady said to me, she said, oh, I just need to come over and talk to you and follow you around the room.
Well, yeah, I love that, and I love the fact that you're able to do it. And like you said, I mean, Kate, in a year, right? And Chris, did you see how she subtly corrected me? I said best-selling author. She said international best-selling author. She wants me to put some respect on her name. That's what I'm talking about, Kate. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Kate. I ain't mad at you. So, Chris, let's talk about the what's next. Where do you see Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans? Where do you see it going?
Wow. I'm not even sure. Somewhere special.
Okay. All right. I like that. Yeah. I like that. So, Kate, what about for yourself? What are your visions? You look, sometimes us guys are the last ones to know anyway, so I guess I should ask Kate first. Okay. So, Kate, where do you see Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans going? What would you like to see happen with the show?
Well, I want to see the show grow even more. Okay. We are working on a few things behind the scenes. One thing we want to do is have our own network. We're working on having Thurman Network and Graceful Gatherings with Zondra TV Network. So, you know, we are going to expand that way. We're working on a lot of different things with Graceful Gatherings. We want to see it get even bigger. Having two shows, a Graceful Gatherings Part 2, or maybe we can put a vote out there for our next show.
Yeah, love that. Love that. So for our audience out there, as I mentioned, they can be guests anywhere in the world. Kate, what is the process? If someone is out there and they're like, hey, I want to be able to showcase what I do, what is the process of them being able to do that on your show?
So they can contact us at gracefulgatherings811@gmail.com. They can give us a call at 770-765-6641. They can even reach out to us on our social media, Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans on Facebook, Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans on YouTube, and Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans on Instagram. We're there. Reach out to us, and we will get back with you, and you can be on the show. We have a special coming up as well, a program for $250 to be on the show with us. It's exciting.
There you go. And it's a great opportunity for them to be able to take advantage of, and also, of course, to be able to showcase their talent to the world and let other people know what's possible as well. So last thing I want to ask the two of you, and Chris, I'll start with you on this. What advice would you give to others out there about the importance of staying focused on their goal and dream and not letting anyone stop them?
It's very important to focus on yourself, and you know, motivation starts with you. You know, when you always try to, you know, look for the positive in everything, you know.
Yeah.
And doing that, it helps you to be more positive about yourself, you know. So I would always say, like, you know, start with yourself and the little things, as far as look for the positive in everything.
Gotcha.
Starting to look at positive things, you know, positive things will happen. It'll begin to happen.
Mm-hmm. What about for you, Kate? What advice do you give to others about the importance of going for their goals and dreams?
I would say some of what Chris said, starting with yourself, but I would say start within. Start when someone says to you that you can't do it, you pray. You pray about it, and you tell yourself, I know I can, I know I belong where I'm going. So once you do that and you pray first, because that's what we do, we pray first about everything, and you pray about it first, pray about it, talk to yourself. I didn't say you have to answer yourself, but talk to yourself. I talk to myself, and I say, tell myself, and I go from there.
I go from there. Look, I'm the same way. I talk to myself. I answer myself. I turn around to see if anybody else hear me talking to myself and answer myself.
Listen. You are your biggest motivator.
There you go. There you go. Well, you all are both motivating, and really appreciate the two of you stopping by. Again, everyone, Chris and Kate Thurman, the host of Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans. You all can be able to watch them, be a part of their program. So, Kate, last thing, let our audience know how can they watch Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans, and again, let them know again how to stay connected with you.
Okay. So you can watch Graceful Gatherings on ZondraTVNetwork.com. Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, and if you your local cable company, if you have Comcast, you have to reach out to your local cable company. We are in 197 countries and 350 million homes. You can reach out to us on our Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, Graceful Gatherings with the Thurmans. Our email, GracefulGatherings811@gmail.com, and or 770-765-6641.
All right. Kate, Chris, congratulations to you again. So glad to have you on the broadcast.
Thank you,
and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.